Memphis Dower presents.
No, no, this can't be. Just one more day.
Memphis Dower presents.
Has not the time come for the hearts of those who believe to be affected by Allah's reminder, this Quran, and that which has been revealed of the truth?
Memphis Dower presents.
Each day that passes by should be a better day in respect to doing good deeds and leaving off sins.
Memphis Dower presents.
إِنَّهَا كَلِمَةٌ هُوَ قَائِلُهَا وَمِن وَرَائِهِم بَرْزَخٌ إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ.
Memphis Dower presents.
Sorry, you're out of time.
Allah has bestowed upon us many blessings. And I would like to talk about the greatest of these blessings that we have. And this blessing is also the most precious of all these blessings that we have. Do you know which blessing I'm referring to? It is the blessing of time. Time is a topic that has fascinated and awestruck men of ages. Allah says,
يُقَلِّبُ اللَّهُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارُ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَعِبْرَةً لِأُولِي الْأَبْصَارِ.
Allah causes the night and the day to succeed each other. Truly, truly in these things is indeed a lesson for those who have insight. You probably have read or seen many, many stories about people trying to travel in the future or going back in time. And many times the reflection of men upon time results in pure or mere fiction stories or entertainment. However, I would like to provide you with a beneficial warning. I would like to merely remind you of how precious of a gift you have and encourage you to use it properly and wisely. First, let me state that our time represents our life. When it comes to an end, we will end. Perhaps one of the greatest evidences that our time is precious is the fact that it is short and moves quickly. Indeed, our time is short. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us, the lifespan of my ummah is between 60 and 70 years, meaning that most of us will probably only live to be around 60 and 70. Most of us will live between that time span or that lifespan. And few will exceed 60 or 70. And many of us have already reached 3/4 of the way. Therefore, little time remains for us. Hence, we are in dire need to maximize the product of our time. It is illogical that when becoming bored, many of us Muslims engage in vain and sometimes haram activity and entertainment so as to kill time. Beware, beware of killing time, for time is your life, and in doing so, you are virtually committing suicide. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah said, wasting time is more severe than actually dying. The wasting of time is worse, more severe than actually dying. How? He says, dying severs you from the dunya and your family. But as for wasting time, it severs you from Allah and the hereafter. Also, many of the Salaf used to say that wasting time is a sign that Allah is displeased with you. Likewise, remember that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us that there are two blessings in which many people are duped, deceived, and lost, or are not benefiting from. They are free time and health. Consider how much time you have already lost. For having lost so much time, you must diligently work in improving what remains. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that the best of you are those who live the longest and do righteous deeds and do good. And the worst of you are those who live the longest and do evil or do bad. Hence, the determining factor of the best of us and the worst of us is what essentially is what and how we use our time. Therefore, improve the present time without delay. If you delay and put off its improvement, still more time will be lost. Each day that passes by should be a better day in respect to doing good deeds and leaving off sins. Improve your time by making the most of the blessed and sacred times that Allah has preferred, such as Friday, today, Ramadan, the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, and so on. For this reason, our time must be utilized while we still have it. Remember the story of Ali, radiallahu anhu, when he said, right after they had buried someone, he was standing at the top of the grave, at the head of the grave, and his friend at the foot. He said, what do you think this man would do if he could return? The man said, indeed, he would do nothing but good. So Ali radiallahu anhu said something very precious. And he said, if it's not going to be him, then let it be you. So I'm telling us all, if it's not going to be those people who have already died, then let it be us who do good deeds. And this brings us to the next evidence of the preciousness of time, and that is that no one, or that we are unaware of when and where we will die, or when and where our time will elapse. We are uncertain of its continuance. In general, meaning we are uncertain when humanity will end, when the day of judgment will come, and we are uncertain specifically when our own specific time will come to an end. How much would you change if I told you next month you will die? Next month, let's say August the 27th, you will die. I'm sure your life would change quite a lot. Quite a lot. So you are more so in need of changing now, since you are unaware of when that day might be. It surely may be next month, next week, or even tomorrow. So we must function as if we are low on time, or even almost out of time. And this is the way that the Salaf used to use their time. Some of them would say, if so and so was told that tomorrow he would die. If he was told tomorrow he would die, he could not perform any additional good deeds. This is what we should be like. He's already there. He's already prepared. I can't do any more good deeds. I'm already living as if tomorrow is my day. So this is the example for us. Accordingly, we must hasten, as Allah tells us, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ
أعدت للمتقين.
And rush forth, and rush forth to forgiveness from your Lord, and for paradise as wide are the heavens and the earth. Prepared, prepared for al-muttaqun, prepared for those pious people. Furthermore, Allah says, فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. So hasten towards all that is good. Hasten towards all that is good. And besides, not only is our time uncertain, but we have no control over it. We cannot delay or advance it in the slightest.
فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَاعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ.
When their term is reached, neither can they delay it, nor can they advance it an hour or a moment. This states in no uncertain terms that there is no second chance. When death comes, it's all over. If you wish to do good, do it now before you die. If you fail to be an upright Muslim, if you fail to be an upright Muslim now, you will most certainly be a loser, since you will not be given a second chance. Subsequently, time is deemed precious because it cannot be recovered. Many possessions men might part with, especially those which they have neglected or disregarded, they can be reacquired. Many possessions that we might part, they can be reacquired, especially if you are one or if one has authority, wealth, or status, although it may take great pains and cost to restore it. On the other hand, This is not the case for time.
Hatta idha jaa ahadahum al-maut, qala rabbi rji'un la'alli a'malu salihan fi ma tarakt. كلا إنها كلمة هو قائلها ومن ورائهم برزق إلى يوم يبعثون.
Until death comes to one of them, he says, my Lord, send me back so that I may do good in that which I have left behind. No, it is but a word that he speaks, and behind them is barzakh, a barrier, until the day when they will be resurrected. So once again, whatever good you might do, do it now. Do not delay or postpone. If you fail to take heed, it is your mistake. And what an awful mistake. You have been warned. And not only is it time to do good, but it's also time to stay away from that which is bad, and to submit and humble ourselves to Islam.
أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْ تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ وَلَا يَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلُ فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدُ فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنْهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ.
Has not the time come? Isn't it about time? Has not the time come for the hearts of those who believe to be affected by Allah's reminder, this Quran, and that which has been revealed of the truth, lest they become as those who received the scripture before, and the term was prolonged for them, and so their hearts were hardened, and many of them were fasikun. Many of them were rebellious. Many of them were disobedient to Allah. So it is time for us to hold fast to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and leave the innovation and those un-Islamic customs. So it is time for these sisters to start putting on the hijab, not just in the masjid, but every time they should put it on. It is time for the brothers to stop selling the haram and stop being so fraudulent. So it is time for us to start or to stop listening to that music and stop fighting and being rebellious against the ruling of it. So it is time for us to stop shaving. It's time for us to stop blaming our jobs for us not being or not implementing Islam. It's time for us to stop doing that. It is time for us to stop playing with Islam or taking it as if it's a joke. It is time for us to stop wasting time. And if it's not time, then when is it? When is the time? Tomorrow? Mujahid, rahimahullah, said, not a day passes which does not say, O son of Adam, I have come today and I will never come to you again. I have come today and I would never come to you again. So be careful of what you are doing during my stay. In a similar narration, it was said that the earth every day cries out, today, O son of Adam, you are on my back, but tomorrow you will be in my belly. And the Salaf understood the importance of time. Listen to what Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said. He said, the greatest regret I experienced, the greatest regret I experienced is the regret upon a day in which the sun sets and my lifespan decreases, yet my good deeds have not. This is the greatest regret that he regrets. And how many of us, we live days without any benefit, any good deeds being done in reality. And Al-Hasan al-Basri, rahimahullah, said, I have met people who are more serious, more protective, and more desirous concerning their time than you are concerning your money. Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. We must never forget that this great gift of ours, the gift of time, comes with accountability and responsibility. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no person's feet will be able to move on the day of resurrection until he is asked about five things. You won't move, you won't be able to move until you are held accountable for five things. How he spent his life, how he utilized his youth, how he earned his wealth, and how he spent it, and what he did with his knowledge. Here, not only is time important and we're going to be accountable for it, we're going to be asked and responsible about it twice. You won't be able to move until you are asked about time twice. Your youth, and many of us are young. Now we can worship Allah the way we can. We can bend over properly. We can fast. We can do a lot of things properly. But there will come a time when you will not be able, if Allah wishes, when you will not be able to worship Allah the way that perhaps you ought to worship Him. But so Allah is going to ask you about your youth. What did you do with it? Your time. And also about your life in general. What did you do with your life? We're responsible. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam also informed us. He said, he gave us some beautiful advice, and let's take this advice. Observe five things before five others. Your life before your death. Your good health before your illness. Your leisure time before your busy times. Your youth before your old age. Your days of wealth before your poverty. And if you analyze this statement also, this advice that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given us, three of the advices are dealing with your time. Your life before your death, observe it, use it wisely. Your leisure time, your free time, use it wisely. And your youth before your old age, use it wisely. Three of his advices in this statement, which only consists of five things, deal with time. And one thing I would like to just digress and say something. Also, don't forget that the referring to the previous hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us that we're going to be asked about how we attained our money and where we spent it. So many of us, and this is a sign of the day of judgment that is coming, is soon, that people would try to attain money and they would not care whether it's by halal sources or haram sources. And that's the case with us. If prostitution or any of these heinous evil things were legit in this society, we'd be doing it. And you know we would be doing it. I don't think anyone would disagree. And this is a sign and this is a reminder that we're going to be asked about how that money was earned. You're going to be asked, why would you try to benefit from it now? You're going to be asked if it's from a bad way, then what a terrible position to be in. So let's take heed to the advice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And lastly, I'm almost finished. I would like to leave you with a story and a reflection. Well, I guess both are to be reflected upon. First is the reflection. And that is, I would like for you to reflect and ponder over the shortest or one of the shortest surahs in the Quran, yet the most powerful, one of the most powerful surahs, one of the most comprehensive surahs of the Quran. Yes, Suratul Asr. These three verses, just three verses, sum up my entire speech. First of all, Allah begins by swearing by time, by the time that we have and by the time between the beginning of time, meaning the beginning of humanity and the end, and also by the time, also some said, meaning specifically the Asr. And we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only swears by those things that are very significant and very, very important, even though we know that it's not permissible for us to swear by other than Allah. So anyway, he begins by swearing by time. Then he proceeds by stating that all of humanity, every single last one of us, are in loss, except for those who do four things with their time. Except for those who do four things with their time. One, spend it in faith. Two, spend it in doing good deeds. Three, spend it in advising each other to the truth. And lastly, spending it in advising each other to patience. If you're not doing that, then indeed you're in loss. And there's a story I'd like to share with you about a young youth, I think maybe in his 20s. This boy or this young man may be in many ways similar to us. That is that he was from a small town. He had money, status, nobility. He was like a prince or something, royalty. And he was also a very beautiful man. And of course, these gifts caused him to be exposed to many temptations, many trouble. So he used to be involved in a lot of bad. And you can only imagine what money, status, and good looks, what type of bad you could be involved in. So anyway, he was involved in a lot of bad, and people used to always tell him and come to him. And many older ones would say, son, it's time for you to straighten up. Straighten up your life. You seem to be a good boy. And he seemed to be a good person in general. He's just heedless. Like many of us, we're good people in general. We're not, I don't think, murderers and like this. But anyway, he said, I understand. I'm young. I'm in my prime. I'm in the prime of my youth. I have time. Let me enjoy myself just a little while. Sounds like what they say here, right? Let me enjoy myself just a little while. Stop nagging me. Okay, I'm going to straighten up. Leave me alone. So one day, he was a little, somewhat like a daredevil, too. He was a little risky. I mean, he lived a risky life also. So one day, he did something that we all do and we have to do, but that is drive. So he's driving, and driving mighty fast, I might add. And sure enough, he was involved in an accident. And that accident was a serious, serious accident. When he woke up in the hospital. And he was falling in and out of consciousness. At one time when he was awake, he slowly opened his eyes and fixed firmly his eyes on the doctor and said, speak to me. Tell me of my condition. Tell me something. Speak to me. And the doctor said, sir, you're out of time. So the boy's last words was, no, this can't be. Just one more day. Just one more week. No. So the boy died. Being his last words, just one more day, just a little while longer. Something that all of us probably say. Something that all of us are probably saying right now. Well, it's a beneficial khutbah, but just a little while longer. This boy had money. Many of us have money. Many of us are in that position. This boy had status. Many of us have status. This boy had nobility, had everything, but he did not have time. Something that perhaps we won't have tomorrow. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين وأقم الصلاة. Sorry.